you got to think of it as just rowing a leaky boat across the lake. You can sit there and worry about the boat, make sure it's, you know, sound. But the guy next to you has got kind of a leaky boat. He hops in that boat and just starts going. Now, he may get to the other shore with a bunch of water, but at least he can swim and he'll get across. And he's going to get that treasure. All the while you're preparing because you're afraid. You got to have that mindset of the guy who just goes. Hey, everybody. It's Brian Eisenhower. Welcome to the show today. Excited to talk to you about leadership training strategy for real estate leaders that, man, it's something that I fall into, we all fall into, and this strategy needs to come into play frequently with all of us. So I'm hoping you're hearing this at the right time and probably save this and re-listen to it a couple times a year at least. I know I need it that often. And it starts with the general concept is we got to stop solving problems. And especially when we get into a funk, you get into problem solving mode. And it's like, we just look around for all the fires we got to put out. And agents do this. Broker owners do this. Team leaders do this. I mean, this is a top-down problem. And it's not limited to real estate. It's true in all entrepreneurial fields, all of business. It is so much easier and more comfortable to just solve problems, to avoid all of the uncomfortable activities out there that are associated with growth. Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name in signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate, teams, and companies everywhere. I cannot tell you how prolific this is because growth is uncomfortable. We all say we want growth, but those things that we need to do to achieve growth are so much more difficult, okay? It is so much more comfortable just to solve all the problems we have. With agents, I mean, it's real simple. Agents, you know, they may only have two listings and one transaction pending, but they're so busy handling those three pieces of business, which, you know, we coach and train many of the top agents in North America, and, you know, you can function with, you know, 20 pending and 30 active listings. I mean, that does happen. And it's just, you know, how do you do it? Oh my gosh, I'm just overwhelmed. You must not provide customer service. No, they do, or they wouldn't have so much business. It's just efficiency. And you know, if you're having, you know, if you have, you know, a couple transactions pending and one listing, you know, you should really only be working about an hour or two a week. And I think you got more time than that. There's just not that much that goes on with them. And if you do have a lot going on with them, we got bigger problems. And I know we all like to dramatize our transactions are always the toughest, but again, I don't know. You might want to check, why are your transactions always the toughest? You just got real bad luck. Is that it? You know, the world just doesn't shine on you. Come on, we got to get real with that. We got to grow up a little bit here. So what's funny is what happens if you're just always, and as leaders, same thing. Oh, there's always problems in our office. There's always this that needs to be fixed. And there's this agent that needs this attention and this and that. We just make excuses out of it. I mean, you know, we have all these reasons why we cannot achieve our goals out there. So we just put out those fires. We just see fires burning everywhere. And what happens is if you solve problems and you put out fires, You get into a mental mindset of just putting out fires. You become a problem solver. And when you become a problem solver, understand what all you're going to see is more problems, because you just get in that hunting mode. You just get that, 1,000-mile stare where all you see is fires that need to be put out and problems that need to be solved. And that's all you do. And that's a real negative place to be, man. I mean, it really gets to be, and you see it with a lot of real estate leaders out there, and agents too. You just see them. They're just negative people. They're down on themselves, and they wonder why they can never go and grow and achieve those goals they want. And most leaders in real estate, including agents, they all have the same goal. They don't, whether they know it or not, it's, I want more income and less work. So how do we do that? We do that with growth. I mean, it's going to be either increased production and or increased agent count, some combination of that is going to bring in more income. And so there's a lot of things we can do. Namely, we can either recruit or lead generate, and or both. You can recruit better agents, more agents. You can lead generate for more business, but we never have time for that, because we're so busy with all our problems. You wonder how these, real estate teams with hundreds of agents do it, or how these real estate brokerages that span across the globe, how do they do it? Why do they have so many less problems than you? And the answer is they don't. They just let the fires burn. And it's real important, and that's hard for people to do, to let go and just see that there are problems and let the fire burn. Why they focus on growth activities. That's hard to do. It really is. I mean, and we all get in that place. And where we get in that place the most, in my opinion, is nothing to do with when we have a lot of problems. It has more to do with when things are going bad in general, like interest rates go up, or there's no inventory, or there's a global pandemic, or there's lawsuits against agents for commissions, or a lot of those can be happening at once, by the way. But there's always something, financial crises and 9/11. I'm dating myself, but I go back, more than a few decades. There's always something, you know what I mean? And even if there isn't something, you'll make something up. Trust me, there'll be a reason to stay comfortable, because we're all pretty good problem solvers. That, there's a dime a dozen. But to find people that actually can grow a business, that's very rare. I mean, agents that can actually grow, I mean, or business leaders that can grow, it is very, I mean, if you look in your city or town or community, almost all of those businesses have just been there forever and they have not grown at all. And the ones that do grow real fast, they go away. I mean, it's very hard to find someone that grows an empire, that grows a business. They are a dime a dozen. And the reason that they can grow and other people don't is simple. It's not because of all the reasons we like to like make as excuses, so we don't have to like acknowledge that we're not doing our job. You can do it just like they can. They have no advantage you don't have. You say, well, they've got money, or they've got connections, or they've got this, or they've got that, or they don't have kids, or they don't have this. That's what we do, so we don't have to stare reality in the face. And what is reality is we have an inability to manage our time so that we are able to let the fires burn and focus on either lead generating and or recruiting. And it'll get so bad, we'll say things, we'll say, we can't do it, we can't do it. We'll try for just a little bit. We'll go, and then pretty soon we'll move around to different brokerages or teams saying, thinking that that's going to make a difference. No, there's one reason. It's because you cannot manage your time. It could be your kids, it could be your divorce, it could be this, it could be your finances, it could be your money, it could be your credit. All absolute excuses. Because quite frankly, the only way out of those problems typically is by managing your time to achieve financial success. Because it's amazing how financial success gives you both more time and freedom with your finances. That's your way out. But we'll do everything we can to blame and make excuses and justify why we can't. So that's the key. And if you're struggling right now because of the market or because of any of the reasons I've said, understand, here's your solution. Make time for those activities that actually were the reason that you started your business. Lead generate and recruit. If you can do that, I mean, and you can, I mean, it's not like you have to have any special skill set. Is it uncomfortable? Oh, absolutely. I have lead generated at very high levels and I've recruited at high levels. And so have many people that we've coached and trained over the years. And I don't remember any of them, including myself, say that I enjoyed it. You don't have to like the activity, you just have to like the results. So stop assessing whether you're fit for that or that's what you like. Of course you don't. I don't like diet. I don't like waking up and going to church. I don't like doing sit-ups. I don't like lots of things, but I like the results. So, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility where, you know, yes, you got to be who you are in your personal life, but there's a reason we call it work. And so we just got to kind of own that, you know, if we're telling our spouse that we're going to work every day and we're going to make a difference and things are going to get better, and we're not doing those two things, are we really being honest? What are we doing? We're just going to fill time looking for problems all day. You know, we're just going to walk around our office and look for problems. I'm here to solve problems. I'm just here to respond by default, you know. It is amazing how we will refuse to protect our time for growth activities. And I mean, I'll tell you from a time management standpoint how that looks. I mean, I can give you an actionable item right here. I mean, we need to like block in our calendar time and fiercely protect it without any excuses for some sort of lead generation and or recruiting activity every single day. And it needs to be honored, your calendar. And if you cannot honor your calendar, then we need to fix that first, or all of your other problems are going to have a hard time. Because if you just have to-do lists that you're operating with, guess what's going to be at the very bottom? The most uncomfortable activities. It's going to be lead generation and growth. And, you know, it's going to be down there just like to-do lists. They just get longer at the bottom and you never get to them. You just put them there so you can actually take them out of your mind and not have to worry and stress about why you're not doing them. So you move them over to a to-do list. And now mentally, we're free. That's why we have to-do lists. And that's why most successful people hate them. Because, you know, you know, we need to have a have to-do list, which means we get in your calendar and there's a by when we're going to do things. Because mentally, we're just going to put that uncomfortable stuff at the end and just handle what comes to us by default all day and use that as a reason why we don't have time. And that is a very negative, scarcity-based mindset. And thank God for that mindset, because that's how I've been successful in building my empires. A bunch of people making up those excuses as to why they couldn't change or do uncomfortable things. And pretty soon they put morals and integrity behind it. Well, I can't do that because I got to focus on my agents. All you want to do is grow. Or I can't focus on getting more clients because all I got to do is focus on my one or two clients that I'm handling right now. I mean, it's crazy. You've got more time, you know, you've got more. That's why dentists started using hygienists. You know, it's because they want to handle more clients, you know, and every other business out there in the world. It's a very limiting belief out there that we need to kind of remove from our minds and from our language and from our habits and our behaviors. It's crucial because we keep saying that stuff over and over. We'll keep thinking that stuff, and then we'll have to justify it more and more, and we'll just spiral in a real negative fashion there, right? So we've got to protect that time for growth. We got to protect it in our calendar. And quite frankly, you got to be constantly reminded of this stuff. Myself being true, I mean, this is definitely a promotion for us. So here's your shameless plug. Get a coach, get a mentor, get an accountability partner. Because this time, I don't care who you are, or how successful you are, you will fall into this funk. You're very susceptible at, like, you know, the winter months or times when, you know, properties don't sell and cash flows down, or you know, seasonal times a year, where sales are down, you get into that funk, then you just start problem solving when you should be trying to grow. You see it in down markets, like I mentioned earlier, all of those times. That's when you're really susceptible to that type of negative mindset. And you'll see a lot of people just quit. They get out of real estate. You see a bunch of people just say, I don't want to grow anymore. I'm just going to flip three houses a year. Or I'm going to, you know, you see that like crazy. Or I'm just going to join a team. Or I'm going to move brokerages. And they make a bunch of lateral moves. They don't really increase their income, but they just give up on growth because they tell themselves they don't like it. And it's usually just a mindset issue. You see them just jump from this to that, and they never stick with it all the way through. And guys, if you're going to build an empire with multiple streams of income, I mean, you kind of got to build bridges and walk across them. You can't just like completely switch and burn down the bridge each time. If you just keep quitting and jumping, you're just going to have nothing tangible left. So see them through, grow to a point where it can run itself, and then jump. And now you get passive income from that business you grew, whether it's a, mortgage brokerage or a real estate office or a real estate team or things like that. Stop jumping around, see it through. And the way you see it through is real simple. You're going to have to do some of those growth activities. Okay. There's just no way around that. Stop looking for the one that works or the one that doesn't work or the different lead source. Those are magic pills, guys. You're trying to get there too fast. That growth is going to start with you. You've got to just establish that discipline so that you can lead generate and/or recruit on a regular basis. Or you will be extremely dependent on your motivation. And that motivation can go up and down, certainly with different changes in the market and things like that. Okay. It is far too easy to slip back into problem-solving mode after being motivated. You see people, I just need to be motivated. I need to be pushed. Boy, there is not, I mean, that is a follower trait. That is not a leadership trait. If you're constantly needing to be motivated, I mean, that's needing, that's scarcity. Got to be able to tap into that ourselves, right? I mean, we do. We have to be able to generate motivation when we need it, or you're always going to need, you're always going to want for something. There's a big difference with, being content and being self-sustained, and leaders need to have that. So it's very important. And that all starts with your time management and blocking activities for growth, okay? Having coaches, having people around you that hold you up there is very, very important as well too, because it's very easy to slip out of motivation and into scarcity-based thinking and telling yourself that you don't need to grow like that. It's and guys, for those of you that lead leaders, man, you got to make sure your leaders don't fall into this too. I mean, play this for them. Make sure that they watch or listen to this, because I've got a lot of leaders that work for me, and different times of year, different seasons in the market, I'll see them just, make excuse after excuse. Well, I can't do that until we do that. I'd really like to do this. Need to get my head around this before we do this. All these reasons to prepare to grow. You know what I mean? But we're not growing. You know what I mean? We're not lead generating. We're preparing to lead generate. Once I have the right script, or once I get this CRM, or once I do this, or once I have this, I'll be able to start recruiting. And once we're able to fix this commission split, once we're able to do this, or adjust our fee structure, or once we're able to get in that new office, I'll have room. Endless excuses, preparing, preparing, preparing. And all the time, we're just paralyzing our growth. And the same thing happens with excuses and preparation. They never stop, ever, 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 until you just start doing those activities now. So we kind of think of it this way. And this is true with the excuses, with the preparing excuses. You got to think of it as just rowing a leaky boat across the lake. You can sit there and worry about the boat and make sure it's, sound and together, because you want to get across this lake to this treasure. But the guy next to you has got kind of a leaky boat, but it's seaworthy enough. I mean, we can at least move forward. So he hops in that boat and just starts going. Now he may get to the other shore with a bunch of water, and he might even sink. But at least he can swim and he'll get across, and he's going to get that treasure. Once he's got the treasure, then he can build the boat and get back across. All the while you're preparing. Because you're afraid to sink. You're afraid to get leaks. You're afraid not to make it. You got to have that mindset of the guy who just goes, and you got to kind of go forward a little bit sloppy here. And that is very hard for most people. You wonder why some businesses grow and some businesses don't, is they just want everything to be perfect before they go forward. They want to put out every fire. They want to solve every problem. They want to be totally prepared. In a commission-based industry, no matter who you are, we have got to go. And we've got to grow. So we always have to be doing those growth activities while we're fixing the leaks in the boat, while we're putting out the fires, never in lieu of. So we block and fiercely protect all time, and we prepare it. We don't do it when we think we have time. We don't like get to lead generation once we're done with the other stuff, or it just won't happen consistently. We take care of our growth activities first and foremost. And a lot of us have gotten out of those habits. And if you haven't, you will get out of them. But it's very important that we stop putting out fires and focus on the growth at all times. And only can we put out fires if we've completed our growth activities. If we haven't completed our growth activities, we're not allowed to put out fires. We haven't earned the right. We got to deal with those fires burning and potentially spreading. I see this in the leadership angle, like with team leaders and especially brokers, where brokers will always call themselves deal doctors because they're so obsessed with their ability to help agents with their transactional problems. They love to navigate the ever complex real estate transaction. And I don't know a single broker, manager, team leader that doesn't think they're great at that. They all pride themselves on their ability to get deposits back or, handle, contingency removals or problems with forms and how to fill them out and the proper way of navigating transactions. That is not a golden goose. Almost every brokerage has that. They're a dime a dozen. I hate to say it. It's kind of like a minimum level of performance. You better have that. You better be decent at that. So get good at that, And typically, a lot of growth will equal a lot of transactions, and eventually, you'll get pretty good at that. Because you can't really read how to do that in a book. You got to kind of have some experience. And experience is not based upon years in the business. Experience is based on the number of transactions that you handle. More transactions comes with growth, which comes with lead generation activities. But nonetheless, they will say they're great at deal doctoring, and that's what adds their value. That's why they don't recruit. They don't have time. They're too busy deal doctoring. Now, recruiters that are successful, those are not a dime a dozen. Those are the true golden geese of the real estate industry. They're the people that, started RE/MAX and grew it. Lineger, Dave Lineger, that guy was a lead generator. Gary Keller was a lead generator. All these guys that have started all these major brokerages. Those are people that knew how to grow and they let fires burn and didn't necessarily fix them before they started growing. And that's true with the top real estate team leaders, the top brokers in your area. They just know how to, they know how to prioritize. They know which problems to fix first. They don't necessarily work harder than you. And I know that's another excuse. Well, I don't want to work that hard. I've got a family and a life. They aren't always working as hard as you think. Often, especially when they get successful, when they break through, they time management and protecting, your time for growth activities is not about being a workhorse at all. It's more about fiercely protecting your time for growth activities. That's the key there. Okay. So make sure you have that manage, and have that ability to understand at all times, even though it's uncomfortable, these activities, even though they're scary sometimes. I'm scary to row that boat across across the lake. We got to go forward sloppy, and you'll see it'll get less and less scary, and it'll get less and less uncomfortable till it ultimately becomes comfortable. And that's how you're going to get to your real goal of growth. That's how you're going to get to a place where you make more income and are able to actually work less. We got to kind of grow to those places, though. It's very hard to get to those places without any type of, productive. Purposeful effort. It's not going to come to you by default. So you're just going to have to be very purposeful about protecting time because naturally, as human beings, we do not want to do extra work. We don't want to do that uncomfortable work. It's much easier just to say, hey, we went to work today. We handled everything that came at us. Why would we want to add anything else to that, like lead generating and recruiting? Well, that is the work part of your work. And that's the part we must protect and ensure that we do put accountability behind it, use a calendar, get people watching you on that, and make sure you do it because that is what successful leaders know. And it's what successful leaders do. And they leave a lot of clues behind, and it's up to you to pick them up. All right. So there is your leadership training strategy. The real estate companies actually want to grow. I hope that helps you guys. And I can't wait to see you guys on the next show. Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at eisenhowercoaching.com. That's ICENHOWER.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at ICCOnlineLearningCenter.com. That's ICCOnlineLearningCenter.com. realestateonlinelearningcenter.com, where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable Group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.